Buddy, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Awesome. All right. Well, I have gotten a little. I was woke up yesterday morning trying to figure out, you know, what I wanted to say to kind of open the service up today. And last week we really had a really awesome moment with God. You know, it's like the worship really opened up and. Yeah, it was great to see everybody like come to the altar for prayer and like really press into God. And I just want to encourage everyone to really continue to do that today. When I was studying about the revivals and all that I you know spoke about a couple weeks ago, I was looking at Azusa Street a lot and about the Shekinah glory and how that cloud and that glory filled. Filled the temple there for 3 years, and in Ezekiel 43, they were speaking. You know, they were Ezekiel was able to go into kind of an open vision of how God wanted the temple to be built, and I'm just going to read that. Right? Let's see. Then he led me to the gate to the east, the gate facing east, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel was coming from the east. And the sound of his coming was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. And the vision I saw was just like the vision that I had seen when he came to destroy the city. And just like the vision I had seen by the Shebar Canal, and I fell on my face as the glory of the Lord entered the temple. By the gate facing east. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And I believe that the more we press in, the more we can see that glory here. I was like, I remember years ago we were in revival and just worshiping. I saw that like that cloud of glory just come from like both of the entrances to the deck. And you know, I was it was early yesterday morning. I was studying on this and just thinking about like how fog. Can like settle down in the valley. You know, we're up on this mountain, and I believe that when that Spirit comes and we see that like all manifest Spirit of God, it'll flow down into the city and fill the city with the presence of God. And we'll see that great revival, but we have to press in here. We have to go after it. And that Shekinah glory, that dwelling. So I also want to look at Exodus 33. And that is where Moses is going to the tent of meeting and meeting with God. And after Moses left, you know, that pillar came down. The pillar of smoke came down. Moses entered the tent, and the pillar of the cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent. And the Lord would speak with Moses, and when all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise up and worship each at his tent door. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as man speaks to his friend. When Moses turned again into his camp, his assistant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent. That's a really important part of that, is like he did not depart. He endured. He remained. He dwelled in the tent. So we have Joshua dwelling and enduring and staying in the tent. We have the glory of God, the Spirit of God dwells. The Shekinah is a Hebrew word for dwelling, one who dwells. And now the last thing I want to look at is John 15, 4 through 11. And this, I think, is what really pulls it all together. Okay, this is the parable of the vine. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. And this is the main word I wanted to look at, and this use the ESV for this. It says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you're the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that. Bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. Now, I was looking at that word abide. That word abide in the Greek is meno. It means Same thing. It means to continue. It means to dwell. It means to endure it. It means to remain. And this is saying, Jesus is telling us that we have to abide in him. And if we abide in him, he will abide in us. So let's do that. Joshua abided. Yeah, and when Joshua abided, when we abide and we stay in the presence comes. And the presence, Jesus, abides in us. The more we seek after him, the more we go after God, and the more we press in, we'll see revival here. And I believe that completely. Let's continue to, in our worship, continue to just press in and pray. And just one thing we really want to be intentional about is we're not going to move on until God is done with whatever God wants to do. Like, we are led, we are a spirit-led church. We are led Amen. By what God wants Amen. To do in this place. So let's just give our all in our worship today, and let's just, you know, continue to press in.